Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Business Credit Builders Small Business Webinar featuring yours truly, Noel Anthony Booker, Sr. Woo. Oh, hold on, let me do something. Here we go. What up? What's up, everybody? Back again once is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal, deep public enemy number one. What the deal, people? Okay, let's get started. I'm with BusinessCreditBuilder.us LLC, and what we do at Business Credit Builder is help entrepreneurs like yourself build their business credit and access funding, okay? Now, when access funding, I just want to tell you all about the three C's, right? The three C's of funding, and the three C's is what all lenders look at when you fill out an application and apply for an account or a loan. They're going to look at the three C's. The three C's are credit, cash flow, and collateral. Now, if you have all three of these three C's, then you can possibly qualify for an SBA loan. And the SBA loan is the best place for you to get money for your business. The reason why is because they give you a bunch of money. The interest rates are low and they spread it over time. So that's the best place to get money for your bank. But most of us do not qualify for an SBA loan. So if you have two of the three C's, then you could possibly qualify for a term loan, or like a capital improvement loan, something like that, right? Now, if you got one of the three C's, depending on which one of the three C's that you do have, then there is money available to your business. Now, if you don't have any of the three C's, then that's when you start building business credit, okay? Business credit. And as you build business credit, then you get access to more and more money. Okay. Let me go ahead and share my screen and we're going to get this thing popping like a rotisserie chicken. All right. Let's see here. Share screen. Boom. There we go. Just like that, you should see the screen now. Now I'm gonna make this screen big, and that's how we get it popping. Yeah, just like that. Okay, oops, hold on, that ain't working. That's not right, is it? Hold tight, I'm sorry, hold on, bear with me. I'm gonna start the share and start that thing over. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom. Now. Okay. So now you should be able to see the full screen. Okay. You should see the logo with the website, BusinessCreditBuilder.us, and I'm going to give you some pages to go to. It's going to start with BusinessCreditBuilder.us, okay? And then it's going to be slash, and I'm going to tell you what page to go to, okay? Okay, the title of today's presentation is called How to Get $250,000 in Business Credit for Your EIN That's Not Linked to Your Social, and easily get business loans and credit lines. Make sure y'all take notes if y'all like. There'll be opportunities for y'all to ask questions, especially at the end. I'm gonna go pretty fast because there's a lot of information to cover, and I want to make sure you have all the information that you need. And this is like, this is not a sales class. And like most sales classes, what they do is just give you just enough information so you can buy the product. Even though I do sell the products, I'm gonna teach you how to build business credit, all the steps that's needed to build business credit, okay? I'm gonna do that. You're gonna know how to build business credit when you leave here today. Make sure you stay to the end so I can hook you up with something. All right, boom. Okay, let's do it. My name is Noel A. Booker. If you're just coming in the room, welcome to the room. Put your business name and what your business does in the chat box. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr., businesscreditbuilder.us. Check out the contacts. We got the telephone, got the email. The email is noel@businesscreditbuilder.us. And there's three buttons at the bottom of the screen, if y'all can see that. Okay, the green button is how you can get a free guide. Make sure you get your free guide on how to build business credit, all right? Just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide, all right? Now, if you want to talk to us about the products that we provide, or if you want to determine what lending product is best for you, then what you would do is schedule a free business credit consultation. That's like my scheduler, right? So that's how I take schedules and appointments to talk about business credit and providing loans, okay? Now, if you think that you are qualified to get a loan for your business now, then you would go to /get funding, okay? Boom, sounds good? Sounds good, boom. Let me give you some background on me real quick. I was born in New York. I went to Morehouse, studied accounting. I came out of there and got a job with Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. I had a few corporate accounting jobs, right? And I started a company called MediaNet USA. And what we do at MediaNet is accounting and bookkeeping services for small businesses. We also do websites for businesses. And now we talk about business credit, okay? Okay, so what we will cover today, how you can get business credit within 7 days or less that's linked to your EIN, not your social, even if you are a startup or have bad personal credit now. Then immediately start using it to get credit you want and need, even from major sources like Target, Walmart, Staples, Lowe's, Visa, MasterCard, and more. How you can access loans even as a startup, have credit challenges, or lack collateral. Okay, most people try to get money from the bank when they need money. Most don't know that EIN credit can be built regardless of personal credit quality. Many apply for credit in the wrong order. In the wrong order, that's crucial. See, building business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. Okay, so there's no skipping steps, all right? When you do it correctly, all right? Many entrepreneurs don't know that money is available based on business strengths. And the strengths are the C's I talked to you about, the three C's, which are credit, cash flow, collateral. Okay, this seminar is for you if you are looking for money to start or grow a business, or you want to build credit that's not linked to your social. Okay, let's take a look at in the chat box real quick. See what we got popping. Um, Okay. Who we got up in here? Sarah. She got HH Bookkeeping Services, LLC, Tax Preparer, Payroll Service, and Notary Public. Jacqueline, Laura Burris Food, LLC. So what y'all do? Commercial food processing or delivery or something like that? Is that what y'all do? All right. Cool. Anybody else? Anybody else in here? What's up? Y'all can put your name in there and we talk about what y'all do. What up? All right. Let's get started. What is business credit? Business credit is credit that is obtained in the business name. With business credit, the business builds its own credit profile and credit score for its EIN number. This credit is in the business name and based on the business's ability to pay, not the business owner's ability to pay. Okay? The business can qualify for revolving store credit cards like Staples, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, and more. Why business credit is awesome? Well, first, check out this hashtag. Hashtag, business credit is real. Business credit has no effect on your personal credit. That's two separate things, okay? No personal guarantee is needed in order to build business credit. Business credit building is fast, much faster than personal credit. You know why? Because there's only one factor that affects your business credit. Your personal credit, there are five factors that affect your business, your personal credit, okay? With business credit, it's only one factor, and that's how you pay your bill, okay? Business credit can offset current expenses, right? So in other words, in order for you to operate your business, there are some supplies you might need. There might be something you might need to purchase in order for you to get the money that you're striving for with your business. Well, with business credit, you can get those supplies or what's needed and then handle your client, get paid, then you pay the bill. So that frees up money that you can use for other things. Business credit can increase approval amounts with better rates and terms. So having business credit may mean that, one, you actually do get a loan because you got business credit. It can do that. Once you do get approved, it can mean that you get more money or a larger account limit, right? And it can also mean the difference in good or bad rates for the money that you loan by having good business credit, okay? No collateral, cash flow, or good credit is needed to build business credit. Excuse me. I got a little frog in my neck because I'm trying to beat this cold, been lingering, okay? And once you got access to business credit, once you have business credit, you have access to loans and credit lines. Okay. Every successful business in America, I'm having trouble here. Every successful business in America has business credit. All right, so what you see here is what anybody can see for free. You would go to the Experian website, and there's a place on the Experian website that you can put in your business name and your address, and you can get information like this. This is for Facebook Incorporated. They are in Menlo Park, California. And the piece that I want to bring to your attention is the trade lines. You see that? They got 40 trade lines. Well, let me go over what a trade line is, because this is like very important. The trade lines are It's like the basis of building business credit. So I want to make sure that we all are on the same page before we go forward. Okay, so this is what a trade line is. You go to a company, they give you an account where now you can buy something on credit, right? So you buy something on credit, that means you have the item and they gave you an invoice for you to pay for it, right? So then once you do pay for it, this is what happens. The company sends a report to the business credit reporting agencies. The report says XYZ company, they have a X amount of dollar limit with us, right? And they made a purchase and they paid off that purchase in X amount of days. And that's the report that they send to the business credit reporting agencies. Then the business credit reporting agencies get this report. They put it on your credit profile for your business associated with your EIN number. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line. Do we have any questions on what a trade line is? Anybody? Any questions? Let's get this straight before we even move forward. All right. Y'all can raise your hand. Open up your mic, put it in the chat box. If you're new coming in the room, make sure you put your name in your business name in the chat box and tell me what you do. We got something going down in the chat box now. Oh, that's Rona. She says she's down with KAJDDLLC. She's a courier at bluecare5.com. Word up. Who are good trade lines? She asked. Rona asked, who are good trade lines? Okay. I'm going to tell you, but not yet. All right. So stay tuned. I got to teach you some stuff first, right? Before we get to that part. All right. I got to run down the rundown. All right. Hold on. Okay. All right. And I'm going to tell you which ones to start with. All right. And that's key. Okay. So, just as long as we know what a trade line is. I just want to make sure you know what a trade line is right now, okay? All right, so look at this, Microsoft. Microsoft got 131 trade lines. Thank you very much. And Walmart has 513 trade lines. Now, this is what Walmart does. Walmart will go to Bounty and say, yo, Bounty, let me get a truckload of toilet paper. So the owner of Walmart don't go in his pocket and pay for that truckload of toilet paper. He don't call up the accounting department and tell them to cut a check. The toilet paper shows up at the store. They put it on the shelf. We go into Walmart, we buy the toilet paper. They take our money and pay the bill. And Bounty says, hey, you did that good. Here's 5 truckloads. Now just keep flipping it. See, so 80% of all the money that Walmart takes in comes from business credit. 80%, that's how they make money. That's how they do it. They get the product, have us come in there, buy it, take our money, pay the bill, and they keep running. That's business. This is how business is done. At the big corporate level and at the small business level, at the corner store, when the bread delivery comes, he's not paying for that bread. They're counting how many units came in, how many units went out. Y'all already know this, right? All right. How we can help? Business Finance Suite. The Business Credit Builder is powered by the Business Finance Suite. We show you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Our high-tech software helps you build your business credit to access high-limit store credit, business loans, and credit lines. We work with all legitimate types of funding programs that are available today, offering funding through hundreds of investors and lenders through a multitude of different funding programs. Bam. Okay, well, people ask me all the time, how do you build business credit? All right, let's get down to business. Okay, fundability. Okay, fundability. I also call this credibility. Okay, this is the first step. And this is the most important step. Before you even go get accounts, you have to make sure your business is credible in the eyes of the lender, okay? A business owner may be beginning to hear the word fundability a lot. It may come from lenders, various media platforms, or your own current creditors. What is fundability? The ability of your business to get funding. When lenders consider funding your business, does it appear to them to be an idea, a good idea to make the loan? What do they look at to make that determination? Okay, so you got to understand what the lenders are doing when you fill out that application. How does a business become fundable? When a lender considers lending to a business, do they feel that you are a high risk? Do you appear to be a business that can and will pay the debt? Lenders are in it for the money. Notice, okay, let me move forward. Okay, how does a business get fundability? How does the business become fundable? To start, you have to make sure your business is set up properly. Now, setting up your business is easy, but you have to set it up properly, okay? It's like the ABCs, the easy steps, and these are the most important steps, I'm trying to tell you, okay? A great business credit score is important. In addition, there are many other aspects that are necessary for fundability as well, okay? A potential creditor needs to see that your business is legitimate and profitable. Many loan applications are denied approval due to fraud concerns. Others simply because something didn't match up and threw up a red flag. Maybe the address or the phone number didn't match up on a couple of reports and it just looks unprofessional. If you understand what fundability is and how to get it, you can shut down any such red flags before they cause you problems, okay? This is what I call the smell test, right? It's like when you fill out an application, the application is just a bunch of fields, right? When you got these fields, the input on the fields, right? Now, each field that they are asking for information, they are actually doing something, okay? And so when you have these questions, these fields to fill out, they're actually trying to figure out whether or not if you smell like you can get approved from the general answers to your questions. Can they get approved? Are they positioned to get approved? That's what they're looking at with these questions on an application. It's the smell test, right? You're not going to get approved just by the answers on this application. They say, well, given the information that they provided, it looks like they can get approved. Then that's when they actually try to get you approved, okay? It's like the smell test, because the stuff on this application, they're actually doing something to everything. If you fail all that, if you fail one of those, it brings up a red flag. And that could be it. They might not even really consider you and if you don't pass the smell test. And that's the basic information on the application, okay? So this is the basic information that you need to make sure that you got lined up consistently any place they look at for your business. So the thing is, your business has consistent information. You can't have one address listed over here and another address listed over there, a telephone number over there, and a different telephone number listed over there. It can't be like that, all right? So the foundation of fundability is how your business is set up. It has to appear to be a fundable entity separate from you, the owner. Now, notice I said you have to appear, right? Because you don't have to actually be able to pay the bill back. You just have to appear to be able to pay the bill back, okay? From their standpoint, right? So this is the information that you need. You need a business name. You go to the Secretary of State, get that business name. You need a business address, a business loan, a business phone, an EIN number, a DUNS number, a website, a business email. You need all of these things, all right? Now, I'm going to go into more detail about these things, okay? The phone number. The phone number needs to be a local telephone number. And it needs to be listed with the National 411 Directory. You can list your local number to the National 411 Directory by going to listyourself.net. Okay? Now, this local number that's listed, it cannot be a cell phone number, and it cannot be a home line number. Okay? And this is necessary. You know what the difference between things that are necessary and things that are wanted? But this is a necessity to build business credit, okay? This is not the step that you skip over and say, I'm gonna continue to use my cell phone because I have been, okay? This ain't that one. This ain't the step that you just skip over, okay? So that local number is necessary. The fax number and a toll-free number is not so necessary, but this is how they do it, right? They're gonna look at your cell phone number. And when they look, I mean, your business telephone number that you put on this application, this needs to be your main business phone number. And they are going to look to see if it is listed with the National 411 Directory. And when they do that, they see that it is linked to your address. This is a necessary step, okay? Now, when they confirm that this is set up correctly, then they look to see if you got a fax number or a toll-free number. Now, they're not necessary to have, but if you do have that, now you're looking more like a credible business, okay? Now you're looking more like a credible business. All right. Business address. There are three options when selecting your business address. There are no options after the three I'm about to tell you. The first one is a brick and mortar, a storefront. You definitely need a place that you can accept packages. Two, a virtual office address. A lot of my clients get virtual office addresses because they got their family at the house. They don't want to share their home address with people. That's understood. So a lot of my clients, they get these virtual office addresses that are in business establishments, okay? And the third and the last option is the home address. The home address is the last option. The reason why the home address is the last option is because creditors and lenders do not perceive home-based businesses as being credible. But they look at this on a case-by-case basis, okay? So like, let's say you're a hairstylist. Well, that's normal. You might be able to pay that bill being a hairstylist working from the house. Right, that's normal activity. Now, on the contrary, let's say you're a trucking company. Well, maybe you can't house all of those trucks at the house. Okay. And one thing to understand is that on your business, on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report is a Google Maps picture of your business address. So they're looking right at your business address when they are deciding to give you a loan or an account. Okay? They're looking right at it and to see if this makes sense. You got a company with all these trucks, but you're keeping it in your apartment. That's a red flag to them, okay? So they're just trying to see if this makes sense, right? Like I said, the smell test. Does this make sense? Okay. Okay, so let's go back to the telephone. These are the three options for the telephone. Freedom Voice, Ring Central, Vonage. All these three companies will work, but my go-to is Freedom Voice because they'll give you a local number for $9.95 a month. They'll list it for $3 a month. And they give you a fax and a toll-free number for under $20 a month. Boom. All right. You can go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors for more information. Now, on the virtual, on the business address, if you decide to get a virtual office address, this is my go-to, DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions. All right. If you go to /vendors, you will see a telephone number to call, a person to ask for, and there will be verbiage for you to explain to her so that you can get the right product. Now, there are many virtual office address companies out there, but not all of them are good for this purpose. There are many of them that give the same address to hundreds of businesses. And you don't want your business to have the same address as 100 other businesses. You need a unique address. And DaVinci does this very well. They have a particular form that they fill out and they send it to the post office and brings back a unique address for your business. So your business address should come up like, you know, in Google, when you type in an address and before you finish typing the address, the whole address comes up. That's how your business address needs to come up. Okay. You just can't make up an address with an address and just put a suite number on it. Don't work like that. All right. All right. Okay. What is fundability? The foundation of fundability. You need to have an EIN number. I'm not going to tell you much about the EIN number, but I am going to tell you the two things that you do need to know about the EIN number. One thing is that you cannot build business credit without an EIN number. And two, the EIN number is absolutely free. So don't come to me talking about you even went out and paid for an EIN number. Oh my God. All right, that's all you need to know about the EIN numbers. I'm thinking that y'all know about the EIN number. If you don't, just ask me, right? And you get the EIN number for going to irs.gov, take you 15 minutes, you get your EIN number right there. Okay, you need to incorporate. This is important, okay? Incorporate, you go to the Secretary of State in the state that you reside in. Incorporating your business as an LLC, S corp, or corporation is necessary to fundability. It lends credits to your business as one that is legitimate. It also offers some protection from liability. When you incorporate your business name, they will ask you to select an entity. What you need to know is that if you select a proprietorship or a partnership, then you are personally liable for whatever happens, all right? My suggestion is that you get a limited liability corporation, AKA the LLC, or a corporation, all right? Now, your accountant will tell you which one of those are best for you, okay? I can tell you real quick, though, that if you do an LLC, you will get taxed twice. Okay. But that is not part of this class. Okay. That's an accounting suggestion right there. All right. All right. Let's move forward. Business bank account. You need a separate bank account. So once you got your certificate from the Secretary of State, which should take you under 30 days to get, depending on what city, what state you are in. Once you got that certificate and you got your EIN number, you go with those two items and your ID to a bank and get a business bank account. Make sure that the address on this account is the same as the address that is on your Secretary of State certificate. For a matter of fact, everything that has your business name should be exactly, and I do mean exactly, as it is on your Secretary of State certificate. That's what they are matching up all this information to. When they're checking to see if your business is in existence, they're going to the Secretary of State and looking up how you spelled your name, and it needs to be spelled exactly like it and the address, okay? You need a separate dedicated business bank account. Keep track of the business finances, as you can keep them separate from your personal finances for tax purposes. Most vendors and lenders require a business to have a business bank account in order to get approved. Most applications are going to check to make sure that you have a business bank account. Businesses that don't have a business bank account are not deemed as being credible. Okay. Licenses. What is fundability? It is being a legitimate business. For a business to be legitimate, it has to have all the necessary licenses it needs to operate. The most common mistake is having the appropriate license, but having an old address on that license. If you have an old address on your license and you fill out an application and they check your license, they have the right to deny you, and they do not have to tell you why they denied you. Okay. See, that's why all this credibility and fundability stuff is so important, because you could have misspelled your business name or left out the hyphen in the business name and it didn't match up exactly, and they denied you, and they don't have to tell you why they denied you. So you can continue to do the same errors and never even know you're messing up. All right? This is part of the smell test, just making sure your business is right, the telephone number is listed, et cetera. Okay? All right. Business website and email. Lenders and creditors will deny you if you don't have a website. They will go to Google and put your business name in. And if when they do find you, that your they do find your website, they're going to skip over that nice, pretty homepage and go straight to the contact page. And when they get to the contact page, they're going to check the business name, the address, and the telephone to make sure it lines up what you already put on that application. So now they're trying to catch you slipping up. You see that though, right? They're trying to catch you slipping up, all right? All right, now. So that's why all this information needs to line up correctly. You see how much I'm talking about this? That's how important this stuff is, to line up your business information correctly. Because if they go online and find, hey, they got an address over here, but they say the address is over here, now, that's a flag, all right? You see? So you got to make sure all this information lines up correctly. You need a business email, okay? You need a business email. You should not use any free email services. Lenders want to see you communicate with your business, official business email. So you have to use the website address, the URL that is associated with your business address, your website, right? So that the email should be your name at yourbusinessname.com, right? It's simple stuff, right? This is so simple, but if I didn't tell you this stuff and you get flagged for this stuff and never know. You don't even never know that you're getting flagged for this type of stuff. That's why you need to have this stuff right from the beginning. All right? Have it right from the beginning so that when you do have issues down the line, you know it's not this simple stuff because this stuff is right. Okay? All right. So for this email, don't use BigBootyJudy at Yahoo. All right? BigBootyJudy. All right? All right. My company, MediaNet USA. We have an all-inclusive website package for small businesses, which includes domain registration, 12 months web hosting, website design, monthly updates, unlimited emails, expert customer support, internet consultation, okay? These plans start at $350. You will find these packages for more. You can find them for less, but this is the best value that you will find. The reason why, because these companies out there like GoDaddy and stuff, they're gonna a la carte you. And then when you got everything all set up, then you want to communicate with your email, then GoDaddy's gonna a la carte you and charge you almost $100 for one single email. You should know that you should get your email from whoever is your hosting company when you have your website. It should come included, right? So my websites, my packages have unlimited emails included. And one also thing to know about getting your website is that anybody can get your website up. It's the customer service that is the value when you get your website. It's like when you need to change something, how accessible are they? Are they going to help you? Can you even contact them? All right. That's what you need to be looking at when you decide who does your website. So check us out. If you need some information on the website stuff, schedule a free business credit consultation. No doubt about it. I got you. Okay. What is fundability? The foundation of fundability. What is fundability? Business credit reports. Okay. So, You need to understand the importance of your business credit reports and how to read them. It's the blueprint for tracking your trade lines. The most popular three business credit reporting agencies are Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. Okay? These are the three main business credit reporting agencies. You need to get from them your business credit reports. They will charge you about $100 per month for your business credit reports, okay? When you do business with us, we charge you $25 per month for all three of them, okay? So we save you a little bit of money. Now, some people get those NAV reports that give you a letter grade. If you have a NAV report for your business credit report and it gives you a letter grade, that's not giving you the information that you need. Okay. The information that you need off your business credit report is how many trade lines. What are the limits on my trade lines? Am I paying my trade line on time? What's, you know, the limit on the trade line? And basic information like that that is not given on those NAV reports that give you a letter grade. You're wasting your time with those. Okay. If you go to /reports, you will see these three logos, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. They are linked to their respective websites to a place where you can put your business name in and your address, and you can see if you have a record, if they have a record of your business already. Now, Experian and Equifax, if you went to Secretary of State and did your name and stuff like that, they know you exist and they're going to give you a failing grade out the bat, which is okay because it's easy to make a positive grade, okay? Dun & Bradstreet, on the other hand, they have what is called the PAYDEX score. The PayDebt score is what lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. The PayDebt score goes from 0 to 100. In order for Dun & Bradstreet to give you a PayDebt score, you need to have 3 trade lines reporting to Dun & Bradstreet. And then they give you a PayDebt score. If those 3 trade lines were paid on time, then the PayDebt score that they're going to give you is about a 76. A 70 PayDebt score is lendable. But I get my clients up to 80 or above. Actually, above 80. That's where you need to be. Above 80. Okay? PayDebt score. And there's more websites on, there's more webinars on my YouTube channel that provide information about this, the credit scoring. Okay. Okay. Other business data agencies. In addition to the business credit reporting agencies that directly calculate and issue credit reports, there are other business data agencies that affect those reports indirectly. Here goes some homework for y'all. LexisNexis and the Small Business Finance Exchange. These two agencies gather data from a variety of sources, including public records. This means they could even have access to information relating to automobile accidents, liens, and more. While you may not be able to access or change the data the agencies have on your business, you can ensure that any new information they receive is positive. And if positive information can help counteract any negative information from the past. Yeah, yeah. Okay, identification numbers. In addition to the EIN number, there are identifying numbers that go along with your EIN number. Okay, I'm not going to talk about this one much because I talked to you about the PayDebt score. There's also this thing called the Experian BIN number, which is automatically generated, so you don't have to worry about that. The Dun & Bradstreet, they have this thing called the DUNS number, right? So once you are set up and fundable with that name, address, telephone, all that stuff, then you're going to want to apply for a DUNS number at Dun & Bradstreet. The DUNS number is an identifying number that identifies your business directly related to your address. This is a necessary step. You cannot build business credit if you don't have a DUNS number. Okay? So, and I told you when to apply for a DUNS number. You apply for a DUNS number once all your business setup information is complete. Your name, address, phone, website, all that stuff, your EIN number, all that stuff needs to be set up and correctly consistent. Then you go and get that DUNS number, okay? All right. Okay, your personal credit. Now, I bring this up because of fundability. Now, you can build business credit and your personal credit be straight jacked, okay? But I bring this up because if you have business credit and you have good personal credit, then you are more fundable. And that's what we're talking about. How to be more fundable as you can be. And having good personal credit increases your fundability straight up and down, all right? And there's, you know, many factors that involve your personal credit. I'm not going to go over those, though, but you know what I'm talking about. All right. I'm not going to go over that. Align your business information correctly. This is a problem because a ton of loan applications are turned down each year due to fraud concerns simply because things don't match up. they don't pass the smell test. So tons of applications are denied because they do not pass the smell test, okay? So make sure you have the exact business legal name, business address, business phone, address listed with the IRS, insurance, licenses, website, bank account, all have the same exact information. Okay, I cannot stress the importance of that, okay? The key to this piece of business fundability is to monitor your credit reports frequently. When it comes to business credit reports, you can monitor through the reporting agencies directly, as I mentioned, or you can get your business credit reports through my company, and we can get you the discount for $25 a month, all right? Okay. What is fundability? Financial statements. You thought I was finished with this fundability stuff. Okay. Both your personal and business tax returns need to be in order. Not only that, but you need to be paying your taxes, both business and personal. Business financials. A fundable business maintains financials monthly, quarterly, or yearly. Having financial statements on demand lends credence to the legitimacy of your business. So, like I said, make your business fundable. Now, some businesses are so new that they don't have financial statements. That's normal, okay? But if you're in business, having financials readily handable is a big step, okay? Personal taxes. Often, tax returns for the previous 3 years will suffice. Get a tax professional to prepare them. This is the bare minimum you will need. Other information lenders may ask for include check stubs, bank statements, among other things. Okay, we're gonna skip over that. We did that. Okay, so how fundable are you? Is your contact information consistent? Choosing lending products that is best for your business. Do you need a traditional loan or a line of credit? Would a working capital loan or expansion loan work best for your needs? Choose the right products to apply for that can make all the difference. And that's what we help you with. Now, this fundability thing, right? It's complicated. I ain't gonna lie. It's complicated. There's all of these things that affect how fundable your business is, okay? On the left-hand side, we have all the credibility pieces. The industry that you're in affects how fundable your business is. Your business 411 listing, your business bank account, your EIN number, website, all of that stuff on the left. On the right-hand side, you got your application process, your financial statements, your business credit reports. All of these things affect how credible, how fundable your business is. Does anyone have any questions before we actually go forward and build some business credit? Any questions? All right, no questions. Y'all a quiet bunch today. What's up? All right. All right, if you're with me, say something. Say something if you're with me. Damn, what up? All right. Type something, say something. Word. All right. Okay. Y'all got me out here just speaking to the air. What's up? Y'all can't have me just speaking to the air. What up? Okay. Rona's with me. Sarah's with me. All right. At least I got y'all. Shoot. All right. So let's move forward. Okay, now we're going to actually get to what Rona Ronald was asking about this piece right here. The piece where we're actually going to start building business credit and the first vendors to get. Now, this step is not that easy because now we have to find vendors that's going to give us credit when we have no credit. And not that many businesses are going to do that, right? And also, they have to be able to report to the business credit reporting agencies. And I'm going to tell you, only 10% of all businesses report to the business credit reporting agencies because they are under high restrictions and guidelines to even be able to report. So this is a hard step. So we will start, though, with companies that's going to give us net 30 accounts, which means they're going to give us a little bit of credit. And when we use that little bit of credit, we have to pay for it in total in 30 days. Hence the term net 30. A business credit report can be started much the same as a consumer credit report commonly is, with small amounts of credit. The business can be approved for small credit amounts to help them build an initial credit profile. These types of credit amounts accounts in the business world are commonly referred to as vendor credit or net 30 accounts. Okay, and some vendors will approve your company for net 30 payment terms upon verification of as little as an EIN number and a 411 listing. Okay? Here are some vendors who will approve you for initial credit even if you have none now. Okay? This is your spot right here. What's your name? Rona? This is your spot right here. Maverick is the first place to go to. Now, I want to mention this about these companies, right? These starter vendors, they change their requirements for approval regularly. So the list I have now is different from the list I had three to 6 months ago because they change requirements all the time, okay? So one advantage that we have with our company is that we have a team that all they do is look for these vendors, the vendors that can help our clients build their business credit by having lenient applications where you can get approved and start building your business credit. And see, this stage right here is the purpose of this stage is to create a profile. Because if we're starting from scratch and there's nothing on your credit report, this is how we're gonna create a credit profile, okay? Now remember, each step is needed for the next step, okay? So that's why these are needed. These starter vendors, net 30 accounts are needed so that you can create your profile with these business credit reporting agencies, okay? Like I said, Dun & Bradstreet, they need three of these before they even give you a profile, which is creating your pay debt score, right? So Maverick, if you go to this website /vendors, then you will see how to get the hookup with the Maverick Office Supplies, the CEO Creative, Granger, Barnett, and Uline. Granger, they sell supplies, work supplies, gloves, tools, and stuff like that. Barnett is a Home Depot company. They sell anything Home Depot sells, and Uline sells janitorial supplies for the most part. We got something up in the chat. Let's see who we got. Sarah. Yeah, she's learning some good stuff, Sarah said, no doubt. Okay, so some vendors require an initial prepaid order before they can approve your business for terms. You need to have a total of at least 5 net 30-day pay accounts reporting. Okay, so the first goal is to get 5 net 30 accounts. Remember, This is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. The first step was making sure your business was credible in the eyes of the lender. Then we set up you understand your business credit reports, which we talked about. Now we're actually going to create your profile with these starter vendors. And that's why I got this car here. You see the car? The car got a number 5 on it. The car got the smoke popping. But look at his face. His face is like, yo, I got credit. Now we move into the next step. Okay? Now, after 5 trade lines are established, using vendor accounts, obtaining revolving accounts is the next step. Revolving accounts are cards a business owner can use and not be required to pay the full balance owed each month. Most major stores do offer business credit including. Now, you can't skip and go straight to these because these companies, they need you to have credit already. They're not going to mess with you if your credit report is blank. They're going to deny you 100% of the time. Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon, Dell, Apple, BP, Chevron, Racetrack, and many others. See, some businesses, this is all what they need. Some businesses might need just a gas card to get their truck up and down the block. Another company might need a combination of an Office Depot account and a Sam's Club account and get the stuff they need to operate to get that money that they need, okay? Offset the expenses and pay it later. Get paid for it and pay the bill later for the expenses to get that money, right? Okay. Once 10 accounts are on the credit, the first goal was 5 accounts. Now we need to get to 10. We get 5 starter vendors, 5 or 6 starter vendors. Then we get 5 or 6 revolving accounts. Now the revolving accounts impact your scores greater than the starter vendors, than the net 30 accounts. Okay? The starter vendors, the only thing that they were used for is to create our profile. Now we need to be up into revolving accounts. Once you get 10 accounts total, then you can apply for business credit cards. Okay? And try to have a high limit of $10,000 on one of them, at least one of them, or at least work on getting your limits higher. And how you do that is you pay on time. When they see you make some payments on time, like 3 payments on time, then you call them and say, yo, can you increase my limit? And if they see that you made payments on time, they're going to increase your limit. Or I had an encounter where I called up to increase my limit and they said, you know what? We don't increase limits until after 6 months. Well, then I knew. I put on my calendar, call these people up, and increase my limit in 6 months. Right? Okay. So you got the idea though. You want to show them that you pay on time. You call them, ask for your increase. They're gonna give it to you. Okay. It is essential to keep using the credit, keep applying for more, and talk with credit providers to raise credit limits. Make sure y'all stay to the end so I can give y'all something special. Okay. If you do this, business credit will keep growing until higher limit credit lines are obtained within 6 to 12 months. Okay. No skipping steps. 10 trade lines, high limit of 10,000. Cash business credit accounts will match the highest credit limit reported on your credit profile. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, business loans, and credit lines you will have access to. Okay? Now, We're going to get out of here shortly, but we're going to go over three ways to get funding that your bank won't tell you about. The reason why? Because they don't sell this stuff. Okay? See, there are alternative lenders that only do business stuff, that only lend to businesses. And only 98% of all business loans do not start at the commercial bank, because alternative lenders specialize in a particular thing. They might only sell one or two things, okay? And they don't have an office in every neighborhood, so you don't know about how to get access to these, okay? But there's businesses out there that can help your business with funding. See, you have to approach it like this. You have to figure out what you need funded, and then we figure out what program is going to help you get funded, right? To help get that item that you need, okay? Okay, so now we're going to go over three ways to get funding that your bank won't tell you about. The first way is cash flow financing. Cash flow financing is the most popular type of alternative funding today. This is for businesses that are already in existence. This is not for startups, all right? This means you have to already be in existence and you got cash flow. You got cash flow, right? So I have a new funding partner called David Allen Capital, and I am an independent agent of. And they have a nice streamlined way to get funding for your business if you have cash flow, right? So even if you're a 1099 employee, you can get funding. Even if you're a 1099 and you put your money into your personal bank account, I can get you business funding, okay? So we have an easy application process. We do the smell test right from this quick and easy application, right? And if you put in the application that you made less than 3,000, then it's going to kick out an email to you saying that you're not qualified at this time. If your monthly income is less than $3,000, you don't qualify. Now, if you put in that application that your income is between $3,000 and $5,000 and you work with your personal bank account, then they are going to shift you and directly send you to Giggle Finance, all right? If you put in on this application that you make between $5,000 and $15,000 and that you use your business bank account and that your FICO score is above 550, then they're going to send you to Bitty Advance. Now, if you put in there that you make over $15,000 a month and you use your bank account, then they're going to send you to Bank Breezy for the big money, okay? You can get funding with this in 10 minutes to a couple days, okay? In order to do this, schedule your business. You can just go to Get Funding. Go to Get Funding. And you can find the information to apply for that right now, all right? Okay, collateral-based financing. Collateral-based financing can be obtained if you have some type of viable collateral to offset what you are borrowing. Even as a startup with bad credit, you can still secure collateral financing if you have collateral. Now, types of collateral are accounts receivable. This is invoices that you have that people owe you, right? So this is also known as factoring. With factoring, you can batch your invoices and sell your invoices. Those invoices that's going to take you 30 days to get that money, this is a way to get that money tomorrow, okay? In 24 hours. Purchase orders are for people that have government contracts. The commercial bank is not going to mess with a government contract, but there are alternative lenders that will say, you got a government contract? What you need? What you need, that truck so that you can get this money from the government contract? Boom, here's a truck. What up? All right, because they know that money's going to be good. Stocks, bonds, 401ks. If you have these type of investments, you can get a business loan on them, and those investments stay intact, okay? Revenue lending is like cash flow financing. Hold on one second. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, real estate. If you have equity in your home, you can get a business loan, okay? Insurance agent. If you have a book of business, which is their list of clients, you can get a business loan on that, okay? Now, the third one is unsecured credit. It's also known as our credit line hybrid program. Our credit line hybrid program. You can go to get funding and find out the details on this. But basically, this is the rundown. You need a 685 FICO score. This is good for startups with good personal credit. If you got good personal credit, a 685, boom. This is what they do. They look at your personal credit. They look at the highest revolving credit line that you have. The highest revolving account that is on your personal credit. And they match that up to 5 times on 5 credit cards, not to go over $150,000. So this is a quick $150,000 you can get access to on a credit card to buy whatever. Okay? Go to get funding and see the credit line hybrid program. There's a video that explains the details. Okay? So check that out real quick. All right? We have other alternative financing. We have private money. See, my company is like a broker. We have hundreds of legitimate lenders already on deck. We know what they need, what their underwriting guidelines are. So we help you build your business credit and make sure you get a qualify for whatever funding you need. All right? We have access to venture capital, equity financing. That's like the Shark Tank guys, where they give you money for your business, but they take a piece of your business. Crowdfunding, you know about that. We can even get you specialized funding to buy equipment. See, there are companies that all they do is help businesses fund equipment. This could be machinery, manufacturing equipment. This could be vehicles, a fleet of vehicles, okay? We also have access to signage funding. We also have vehicle wrap funding, okay? So whatever you need for your business, we got you. I'm telling you, all right? Okay. How to easily get business credit and financing all in one place. Business Credit Builder, powered by the Finance Suite, the Business Finance Suite, which is the number one selling program for business credit, all right? On my website, we have testimonials at the bottom of each page. This is Brian. He's from New Jersey. He talks about how he got his $50,000 real quick, okay? It's the easiest and the fastest way to get money and credit to build and grow your business. This is a simple solution. Here's a summary, and we're going to get out of here, okay? You get the business credit for your business not linked to your social through the top-selling business credit system. You get access to funding for your business to start, build, and grow. Our cutting-edge technology helps you meet credibility requirements before you apply. You get access to discounted business credit reports, free Experian Smart Business Access, largest supply of starter vendors, massive selection of revolving store credit with underwriting guidelines, hard-to-find cash credit sources, no personal credit check or guarantee is required. to build business credit. You get access to cash flow financing, collateral-based financing, the credit line hybrid, that's the unsecured financing, private money, alternative SBA, venture capital, okay? Now, all my clients get their own control panel, okay? The control panel looks similar to this. Your control panel looks similar to this, but it don't have all these buttons on the left. Those buttons on the left are, for my reseller account. But you get an account like this, right? And you go into your account, and we give you your course content. So you go step by step through all the courses, right? Each one is in the order that you need to build your business credit. So we're going to go in there, and then you will see all the things that you need to do, right? So the first thing they got listed here is get your business name, then your business address. So when you go into these, they will give you instructions on how to complete these tasks, right? Also, there will be a video. The video will explain to you how to complete these tasks. Oh, I see. Okay. And if you still can't figure it out from the instruction or the video, then you can have an advisor you can call or email, or you can call me. Okay. So the point is, each step that you go through, you are not doing it alone. There's always going to be somebody there. There's always going to be instruction for you. There's always going to be resources for you. There's always going to be help for you, okay? So when we get to the part where we are actually building up your business credit with the vendors, we build business credit in four tiers. Each tier, we give you about 15 vendors and we tell you to pick three of these or more. And this is the information that we give for each vendor that we're telling you to go consider. This one is for Racetrack. They report to Dun & Bradstreet. Their payment terms are revolving. We give you their telephone number, fax number, description of what they sell, and the list of what they need for you to qualify. They need you to have an EIN number, a DUNS number, pay the score of 78. They preferred you to be in business 3 years. They want you to have a business entity and your phone listed with 411. I told you about all that stuff, that important stuff. I told you all about that stuff. You see, it comes right back around. You need to have that basic stuff set up properly, right? Here goes one of my clients, Christine. Now, Christine got all these approvals in 6 months without using her social. You can do it too. I don't know if you can do it in 6 months, though. 6 months, she's incredible for being able to do that in 6 months. I'm telling you. Because she's able to do that because she's a stay-at-home mom. Her husband is a truck driver. See, not everybody can do it in 6 months. I tell people you can do it in 12 months. 6 months is pushing it because normal people got stuff to do, right, in the daytime. See, she's at home all day, right? So she got all these reports. She got all these accounts in 6 months without using her social. Sprint, 2,000. Amazon, 4,500. Tractor Supply, 5,000. Exxon, 5,000. Fuel Man Fleet, 6,000. BJ, 7,000. BP, 8. Lowe's, 10. Apple, 12,500. Shell, 15. Whew. Look at this list. This list is over $250,000. And you can do it too. What's the question we got, Sarah? When applying for business credit cards, I noticed that it always asks for my personal information also. Is this on applications? That's a very good question, Ms. Sarah. So there's this new law that came into existence in 2018. The law says that companies that are going to give you financing and by giving you financing, they use a third party, usually a bank to finance you, then they are required to identify who you are. They need your social. So this is the trick, right? This is the trick right here. All these applications. Now, if they do accept applications without a personal guarantee, there will be a place to put your social and they will explain. This is not used for a personal guarantee. This is to identify who you are. So put your social here. But I'm going to tell you, that's going to be in fine print. And it's going to be in legal mumbo jumbo. So you're going to have to decipher what they are actually saying. Okay. Now, there'll also be a place for you to put your social, and it is a personal guarantee. And that will be in fine print, in legal mumbo jumbo. Okay. So that's what you need to know, that if they do actually offer accounts without a personal guarantee, it'll say on that application in the fine print where to put that social. That's okay. Okay? All right. So did I get that right for you? All right. You understand that, right? Okay, bet. Okay. Why the Business Finance Suite is perfect for you. You get your own business credit advisor who offers concierge service for 12 months. You get your own finance officer who helps you with get the best financing for your business. Okay. All right, here's a quick summary. We're going to get out of here for real. You get your own Business Finance Suite control panel, discounted business credit reports, free DUNS number, largest supply of starter vendors, massive selection of revolving store credit, hard to find cash credit sources, access to cash flow, collateral based, unsecured, and private money sources. This will typically take you about 18 to 24 months if you do this on your own. If you do it with us, we can save you time and energy and do it in about 12 months. But everybody does this at a different pace. It's all about your administrativeness and how you go get this account, how you make a purchase, how you pay it, and how you go track your trade lines to make sure that stuff is being reported correctly and accurately and timely, okay? We offer two programs, the core package, which I already explained to you when you get your control panel, right? And you get your advisors and your finance team to help you, where you are not alone. You have professionals right there every single day with you to make sure you're making the right decisions and going in the most fastest way to get to the money, right? The core package, and is unlimited. We also have the business credit building program, which is a one-on-one consultation with me for 1 year. Okay. All right. Get started today as part of this seminar, and you can get started with a huge discount on our premier enrollment plan. This usually goes for $4,400. My price is only $29.95. This is old. So let me just tell you what the rundown is. This information here is, well, it's correct though. Right. So basically, it's just too much information. I wanted to cut this down so it don't look all confusing. But basically, it's going to cost you $1,500 down and 6 monthly payments, or a single payment of $2,250. That's the best value. Save you $750. Today, this is the bonus. If you want to get down, I can get you in with a single payment of $1,250 right now. $1,250. I mean, whoo! You ain't gonna never find that price. Okay. $1,250 single payment, but I can only take the first person that calls at the end of this webinar. Okay. The one-on-one consultation goes for 25, $2,500. This is a personal one-on-one consultation for 1 year. My price is only $995. You can start today with a $400 down payment and make three payments, or you can do a $750 single payment that saves you $250,000. Okay. Now, for this one, $500 today, I could take one person with a $500 single payment and you can get up in there. All right. So $500, boom. But now I can only do that to one person. Boom. All right. Now, let's say you can't afford that. Then you can get one of my ebooks. Go to /ebooks and get one of my ebooks for as low as $10. All right. And what you do, if you want more information, you want to do some more research, Google me, or you can go ahead and schedule that free business credit consultation by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Does anybody have any questions at this time? Oh, one more thing. I got a blog. My blog is at businesscreditbuilder.us/blog. It got crazy information. We also have a new Spotify podcast. It's like a video podcast. So check that out. It's called Business Credit is Real. And we got all of these social media platforms, all right? So get in where you fit in. Anybody got any questions? Was this information useful or did I waste my time? Who's up in here in the chat box? Jacqueline, thank you for great information, she says. Thank you very much, Jacqueline, for coming and staying all this time. Anybody else got any comments or suggestions? Any questions? What? Was this useful? Sarah, thank you. Great information. I appreciate you, Sarah. And your good questions. That's what I like. Good questions. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Any questions or anything? All right, everybody. I'm taking next week off. Happy Thanksgiving. Word is born. Everybody, have a good holiday. Be safe. Love is love. Thomas, have a blessed day, no doubt. Okay, everybody. Y'all be good. I hope y'all can take this information and move forward to the next step of where you're going. All right. Talk to y'all later. Peace. Let me see if I can get out of here. Let me get out of here. Boom, bam. All right, y'all. Peace.